We have received news of an alarming development on the Civil War front. Massing his forces in the regular system, Admiral Bosch outmaneuvered the Colossus and its battle group. Rebel Armada is now en route for the Gamma Draconis system via Polaris, Epsilon Pegasi, and Capella. Their final destination, the Knossos subspace portal. Allied forces destroyed a number of NTF warships as they ran our gauntlet of jump node blockades. However, Rebels have sufficient firepower to threaten our positions in Gamma Draconis. The Colossus and its battle group are in close pursuit, neutralizing enemy stragglers. We must hold Gamma Draconis until these reinforcements arrive. Our squadrons will assist with the blockade of the Capella node. As the Rebels begin their incursion, our objective will be to inflict as much damage as possible. The second phase will involve a counterstrike against enemy rallying positions, where the Rebels will gather to coordinate their final attack. We must diminish the NTF's offensive capability before our confrontation at the node. This campaign may prove to be the Admiral's final gambit. Whether or not Bosch reaches the portal, the NTF regime and its domination of Polaris, Regulus, and Sirius are effectively over. Command has disclosed neither the motives behind Bosch's actions nor the consequences should the Admiral succeed. Do know, 18 months of carnage and terror will soon come to an end. The Aquitaine has just received four wings of the new GTB Artemis, the Alliance's next-generation light bomber. The most agile ship of its class, the Artemis will carry the Cyclops torpedo, our modified anti-cruiser warhead. I have reassigned pilots to the 64th Raptors. This squadron will play a bomber and heavy assault role in the upcoming operation. The Artemis will be armed with the new Prometheus cannon. Our nebula gas miners have gathered sufficient resources to resume production of the GTW-5 Prometheus S. The S-type is based on the original design of the Prometheus cannon. With high marks for shield and hull damage, the Prometheus was our weapon of choice in the Great War.